Hello, my imaginary friends. I'm back. The first part of this was Saturday mornings with two. So we'll have a listen to that first if you haven't heard it. I'm also Andy. I'm also having a problem with the 5-minute limit, evidently. So here I am with a part two. I'm just trying to see if I can get a hair grip from behind a radiator, and I'm using a fly swat to stick down the back of the radiator to see if I can retrieve this hair clip of Amelia's. It's not one of mine, but this is what I'm going to do. My day today is going to be, I've got some DIY jobs to do on the house. Obviously we've already bought our house, so we're trying to do things to make it better. I got roller blind, a blackout blind, one for Henry, one for Amelia, and they're from Argos, and they're really good, and but they're a little bit longer than you need them to be, and then you cut them down, and it tells you to measure the window and then take 30 millimeters off. So I did that and dutifully, and then when I tried to fit it, it was still about 10 millimeters too long, so I'm a bit annoyed about the instructions. So I'm gonna have to do the cutting process all over again, which is right pain. Having cut 30 mil off and having another 10 to get off doesn't mean that you've just got 25% of the work to do. It's as much work as cutting off 30 mil. Does that make sense? I can't find this hair clip. Really fascinating to hear Ruth and her updates on her scan. Thanks very much for sharing that, Ruth. That was really interesting. I must admit, when you were going through the measurements and you said head 41 weeks, body 41 weeks, I was thinking, blimey, she's going to tell us that she's actually 2 months more pregnant than she thought she was, and will be being induced at any moment because the baby's already 41 weeks gestation. But the punchline obviously was slightly different. But it's all good. It's all good news. So really chuffed that it's still going well, and I hope everything goes well with the test for the pregnancy diabetes. Not ideal, but there are worse things, I guess, in life to deal with. So I hope. So hopefully it won't be too bad for you, and the rest of your pregnancy will be pleasant and successful and everything. Splodgy's still a boy. That's good news. Good news. Marvellous. I don't really know what else to talk about. Andy tried to talk about cinema and films. I haven't been to the cinema. I've been once in the last 3 years, I think. We went once since we've had Amelia, and we went to a showing of Bolt, which is a Disney film for kids. So obviously we went there for Amelia, for Amelia's benefit. And that's the only time we've been to the cinema since she was born, because we just don't have the babysitters. That's not a plea, that's just a statement of fact. So it means that we, you and I, haven't had a night out together for a long time. One day while Jana is still feeding Henry, breastfeeding, then it's not possible, really. As Henry gets a bit older, then we'll be able to have an evening out together, just the two of us. So cinema might be a subject we might be interested in again then. At the moment, this is not something I can afford to care about, because I'd just be too disappointed. Doctor Who, I can care about that because we can watch that on the television and we can record it and watch it whenever we need to. So Doctor Who's that's what I have instead of films. Right, coming to the end of my second 5 minutes, I'm going to get a call it a day. I still haven't got this hair clip out the back of this radiator, so I'm going to concentrate all my efforts on that and leave you guys to it. And I shall be cooking dinner tonight. So give Fiona a night off for the cooking. And see what else we do on Saturday. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.